Remember a year and a half ago on Valentine's Day? A week before, they sent a letter saying, we know a big blue northerner is scheduled to be here in about 6 days. We need to be able to up the capacity of these coal power plants and gas power plants. And Joe Biden, who just gotten into office, said no with three big exclamation points. And so the power went off for up to 2 weeks and hundreds of people died. And the power companies were able to gouge people and made $20+ billion. I predicted it all because I'd seen Enron do similar things. We know the plays they run. We know their scams of their Build Back Better system. And that was the power operators months ago. And now they have come out with the actual announcements. Reuters today. Texas grid operator warns of potential rolling blackouts today. Reuters. ERCOT issues a call for voluntary conservation. That's right. You've got to conserve because they cut your power. You're learning in this great transition. Like Germany said, no more heating in your houses. The government's going to put warming tents on every street where the government will give you a place to be warm. Sri Lanka put the exact same UN global government rules on carbon over cattle, over nitrogen, over farming that we now see being put in place in Europe and the giant protests erupting in the Netherlands, France, Germany, and other countries. The shutdown of their way of life, the literal starvation, and an open plan to force farmers to sell their property to mega ag corporations. This is a criminal takeover. Welcome to the Great Reset. Now, the globalists have bit off more than they can chew. They push too hard, and the whole world's waking up to them right now. So you'd ask, why don't they back off the shutdown and collapse of society? Because they've already triggered it, and they think they're going to ride this tiger. But all over Latin America, all over Asia, all over the Pacific, all over Europe, all over Eastern Europe, there are massive riots and government-building takeovers by individuals saying death to the New World Order, down with Bill Gates, down with Klaus Schwab. They're saying it in Sri Lanka. They're saying it in the Dutch countryside. They're saying it in Texas. They're saying it in Chile and Venezuela. They're saying it all over the world, in Brazil, leading the charge, with the best leader to come out at a national level, fight for freedom in the last 50 years, Bolsonaro. They meant to carry all this out and blame our national leaders as puppets. But enough leaders got in, like Orban and others, to expose it. We have enough talk show hosts reaching big enough audiences to get the truth out, like this broadcast, the blast point, the detonation point, patient zero of liberty, the epicenter, this audience, activists, you did it. I want you to know the important work you've done so you'll keep fighting harder because we're winning. The Tucker Carlsons of the world hammering the Great Reset and the New World Order. Joe Rogan hammering it almost every podcast. It's happening, as good old Ron Paul used to like to say. It's happening. But if it wasn't for all the countless patriots in the last 60, 70 years, particularly in the UK and the US, exposing this coming New World Order, we'd be caught completely flat-footed. But we are not, ladies and gentlemen. This is quite a moment. We're going to look at Sri Lanka and the carbon regulations that were put in there a year and a half ago, the exact same global government system being implemented in Europe and now coming to the United States. We will ban beef and you will eat the bugs. But let's get back to what I was just mentioning before the break. It's paradoxical. Yes, Biden's horrible. Yes, we want to get rid of him. Yes, he needs to be impeached so that his crimes are exposed. And who controls him will be exposed. And yes, it's good to get rid of Boris Johnson. And yes, it's good for Merkel to step down. And yes, all of this is true. And it's good that the Sri Lankan government, that was totally globalist run, has been overthrown. the right of the people. But if they don't then go after the central banks and the globalists and the New World Order and the globalist ruling class that did this, then all they would have done is further destabilize their countries. So I said it before the break, one of the major moves, if I was the globalist, I would make. I'm not calling for violence. It's a terrible thing. It'll actually help them. I wish no harm against Biden or any of these people. I want them to be tried and put in prison. Due process. But now national polls are showing what we already knew, but they've been skewing them. Now they're putting out accurate polls. If you go into the methodology of the polls, they always sample 15 points more for Democrat. And they always bake into these polls higher numbers. But now Biden is polling in the 20s. Joe Biden's approval rating sinks to historic 29%. Believe me, folks, it's way lower than that. It might be 10%. Knives out. New York Times just said what we all know is true about Joe Biden. And here's the New York Times. At 79, Biden is testing the boundaries of age and the presidency. Joe Biden has got to go. As if Joe Biden's the one bringing us into this, quote, great reset, this great transition. As if it's all his fault. So see, they have their cake, they eat it too. Oh, leaders all over the world just implemented the exact same policies by accident. No, if you read deeper and actually watch their speeches, they're following the great reset of the Bilderberg Group and its public relations arm, the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum. Texas grid operator warns of blackouts. That was months ago. They're not allowed to use coal. They've shut down most of those plants. They're given massive $1 million a day fines if they do, and they've got to get permission to even do that and get fined. If they don't, prison time. Remember a year and a half ago? On Valentine's Day, a week before, they sent a letter saying, we know a big blue northerner is scheduled to be here in about 6 days. We need to be able to up the capacity of these coal power plants and gas power plants. And Joe Biden, who just gotten into office, said no with three big exclamation points. And so the power went off for up to 2 weeks and hundreds of people died. And the power companies were able to gouge people and made $20+ billion. I predicted it all because I'd seen Enron do similar things. We know the plays they run. We know their scams of their Build Back Better system. And that was the power operators months ago. And now they have come out with the actual announcements. Reuters today. Texas grid operator warns of potential rolling blackouts today. Reuters. ERCOT issues a call for voluntary conservation. That's right. You've got to conserve because they cut your power. You're learning in this great transition. Like Germany said, no more heating in your houses. The government's going to put warming tents on every street where the government will give you a place to be warm. Here's ERCOT in South Austin. Issues call for voluntary conservation. Dallas News. Texas warned to reduce electricity use amid fear of rolling blackouts. Well, what did we do? We just went and put a $50,000 generator on the building. And then, of course, hooking it up to everything cost another $100,000. But we did it. You funded us. And now when the power goes off today, we'll be able to continue to stay on. People say, well, why don't you just get some batteries? Oh, we had batteries. It cost more than $50,000 here in these studios, and they failed in 8 hours. They're rated to go six. They went further than they were rated to, and then we were in the dark. Remember? We had gas generators in here running it with one light on me because it's all the power we had for a week and a half. And I told you, this is the new way of life. They had articles making fun of me. Jones is crazy. He says this on purpose. The PolitiFact said, oh, the feds didn't order the shutdown. Yeah, they did. We showed the documents. The Environmental Protection Agency. And what did the Supreme Court rule a week and a half ago? They said the EPA cannot just make law by pulling it out of their rear end. Congress has to make the laws. And so now all those regulations have been overturned, but you notice they're still in place, kind of like Supreme Court rules 10 plus years ago that you can't ban guns in D.C. They're still banned. Euro news, Austria to reopen closed coal power station despite climate goals because they have to get ready for it, power the government buildings and key infrastructure. You see, when the power went off in Texas or when the power goes off in Spain, it's the same all over the world, or under Ceausescu's Romania, when the power goes off, the grid set up were the essential areas, the rich elite areas, and the hospitals and the police stations and the government buildings, they all keep operating, but you're in the dark. So I was in the dark with no water and no electricity at my house other than some solar panels, but it was too dark to get a lot of power, and a small gas generator for almost 2 weeks. And I live in a nice area, but it's not the richy rich area. The area that's called essential in Austin is called Tarrytown, and it's the oldest part of Austin, and it's in central West Austin, and it's where all the government and elites live, and the movie stars, all the rest of them. And guess what? They never had any of their power go off because they're special. They're special. And then a lot of people I know personally that live in blue collar or working class or middle class areas, they had their power because they live right next to a hospital or government building. So that's how this system works. So Austria, Triopen, closed coal-fired plant station despite climate goals. Energy market turmoil caused by the war in Ukraine has triggered an increase in coal-fired electricity production in the European Union. Ah. So now you know why they're protesting by the millions in the Netherlands and all over the world. We're going to cover that when we come back. And the same model is implemented everywhere because it is the Great Reset. Doesn't matter if you're the Sri Lankan leader or the Australian leader or the U.S. puppet leader. They all use the same words and the same policies because it's a global corporate government New World Order system. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time, they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement X2 saying, well, he's been taking it, his memory's getting better, and he's having dreams, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
Broadcasting worldwide in defense of human liberty. We are the resistance. We are the real rebels. The black sheep. And proud of it. Humanity is getting off its knees. Humanity is rising, and I am getting chills through my entire core of my body. I can feel the awakening. I can see the awakening. And I am so proud of the people from as far away as Sri Lanka to the Netherlands, to Mexico, to Brazil, to South Africa, to Nigeria, to Kenya, from Eastern Europe, the Pacific Islands. Humanity is taking the blinders off. And the globalists are going down. What we need is Nuremberg 2. World trials. We need them convicted. We need them marched up to the gallows. And we need to break their necks. But only once they've been given a fair trial, then they will dangle for the world to see in full HD, kicking and shitting and pissing down their legs. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Monday broadcast. The New World Order is turning the power off. They're turning the lights off to bring you and I and all of us to our knees. But if we are aware of them and that they are the authors of our pain, it is they that will be the ashes of history. And it is our new system that we will build back better that will be constructed on their bones. Their physical bones, but more importantly, the bones of the political ideologies of the elite and their neo-feudalistic system. U.S. sees Russia food blockage as factor in Sri Lanka crisis. Yes, and it's the gas station owners that shut off all the pipelines and everything here in the U.S. too, right? That's why the gas costs so much. It's not the central banks printing so much money either. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said growing food insecurity around the world has been significantly exacerbated by the Russian aggression against Ukraine. Yeah, maybe 1% of it. No, it was 2 years ago they signed on to the Paris Climate Accords and they cut the number of cattle in the country by half. First year it's 30%, just like it's happening in Europe. Really happening. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will like it. They also are now trying to take the farms of most of the farmers and give it to big agribusiness. They are deliberately creating the food crises. And here's some of the articles. Complete collapse. Here's how the ESG, that's the big UN program that environmentally scores businesses and shuts them down. Complete collapse. Here's how the ESGs destroyed one nation's economy, Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, organic farming went catastrophically wrong, but it's not even organic. A nationwide experiment is abandoned after producing only misery. That's from March of this year. And now you see the aftermath, overthrow of the government and the ransacking of the central bank and the total rejection of the New World Order. Ways to meet the impending food crisis in Sri Lanka. The food crisis caused in the last 2 years by the carbon initiative banning methane and nitrogen, both of which make up the life cycle on this planet and are essential to all carbon-based life forms. Life on the face of the earth creates the atmosphere. In fact, there's a clip yesterday we didn't play of Mr. Jones, a big national talk show host on Sky News. Forget his first name. And he was on another national TV show pointing out that carbon dioxide isn't even 1% of the atmosphere and has been dozens of times higher in our past. We had higher oxygen levels and healthier plants and animals. Here is a clip of them talking about shutting down everything, banning cows, banning sheep, banning goats, banning chickens, banning basically everything, starving everyone to death to save the earth because we're going to have rising sea levels as all the elites buy oceanfront property. Here's the clip.
When I asked, well, just about Alice, you've been speaking for most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek,
we'll fact check that one for you.
Yes.
When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labor Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? And she said, I don't know. And I said, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explained that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much? Alice, how much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer
Alice?
The question, Scott Morrison has said he believes in climate change
Alice,
and that
much,
he wants to do something about
Alice,
it.
Alice, how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist. Too much. I don't know.
Hang on. If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04 of a percent. And of that 0.04 of a percent, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%. So for the 1.3% of 3% of 0.04%, we then decide to have a national economic suicide.
Alan, I'm happy for you to have made that point.
But they're not deciding to commit national suicide. It's the exact same policies as Canada, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Germany, and now the U.S. That, by the way, that's Alan Jones. He's been on TV for 50 years, but they call him the Alex Jones of the Alex Jones of Australia. He's just as popular there as I am here, probably more popular. And there he is, Alan Jones, radio broadcaster. Alan Bedford Jones, 81 years old. And he just knocks it out of the damn park with the facts. 0.4%, and it's been 20, 30 times the atmosphere what it is. But in just the last few million years, it's been 6-7 times higher. And you know what happens with plants? You triple it in the greenhouses, and they double their growth and their yield. And when you keep going up, it becomes even more interesting. Why do you think they dig up plants all over the world? They were 3-4 times bigger than they are now. Why do you think the animals used to be so much bigger? There was more carbon dioxide. There was more oxygen. This isn't my opinion, by the way. This is mainline anthropologist and paleontologist and scientist and climatologist. It's a fact, but they've listed a trace gas that is essential for all life on Earth as a toxic waste. All that comes out of U.S. and European power plants, coal plants, is water vapor and carbon dioxide. That's why they are so complex, why they have all those tubes and machinery and things, because the coal goes through it and then nothing comes out on the other end. Everything else is then used for distillates and steel making and everything else. It's an amazing science. Now, in China and Mexico, it's just a smokestack and a water turbine because they don't cut any of that out, and they send toxic coal dust with mercury and everything else right in the atmosphere. And that's dirty coal, by the way. There's big stores of coal out west in the U.S. It's only here in the U.S. and in China, enough to run the country for hundreds of years, if not thousands, they say, just in the U.S. alone. It's all clean. It's called clean coal. It's so clean, it's pure carbon. There's no lead, no mercury, no nothing. There's tons of really toxic coal as well. And I agree, we should use the clean coal first. We should not be using dirty coal, and we should put scrubbers on them. That was all reasonable stuff, like catalytic converters on cars and scrubbers on power plants. But they've gotten rid of all that in China and Mexico or never even implemented it, and then they've gotten rid of our clean systems. All the studies show, there's a bunch of them, that trees and plants directly downwind all around coal power plants grow much faster and are healthier, because there's higher carbon dioxide that hasn't dissipated out yet. It's a fact. It's a fact. Look up hydroponics. Look up indoor growing. Look, they pump carbon dioxide in, and humans walk around and it doesn't even make them sick because it's not bad for us. All right, and last segment, I explained that carbon dioxide has been 25, 30 times higher in our planet's past from the ice core and soil samples they have. And then scientists in the last 100 years did studies in greenhouses and in contained bubbles where they would raise insects and mammals and plants, as well as bacteria and other microbes, inside a higher oxygen and higher carbon dioxide environment, and found that they live longer and they grow bigger. And so when I mentioned that the scientists know this main line, this is settled science. It's known fact, like plants need water and sunlight to live, that when you get more carbon dioxide, more oxygen, and the two feed off each other in photosynthesis, plants bring in carbon dioxide and put out oxygen, symbiotic. We bring in oxygen and we put out carbon dioxide. So by listing carbon dioxide as the big evil and then everything else like nitrogen that plants grow from, you've cornered the market on life and outlawed life. It's more than just the New York Times headline, soon you'll have to pay to breathe. That's what this is. So the crew search engines everything I say, and they pulled up a few articles. Big mammals evolved thanks to more oxygen. Scientific American. And it goes on to say because carbon dioxide was higher previously. National Geographic. Why giant bugs once roamed Earth. And then it goes in to explain there was higher carbon dioxide and higher oxygen. And so things were bigger and lived longer and were more healthy. It is estimated that 300 years ago, the world had the lowest carbon dioxide ever recorded in our history. Humans have boosted it up just a little bit in the Industrial Revolution in the last 150 years, but not much. See, these are the facts. That's why when you see newscasts saying we've got to stop carbon dioxide, it's like saying we've got to cut oxygen off. But everybody knows oxygen's good for you, even the dumbest, most uneducated person. So they didn't go with oxygen. They went with the thing just as important, because if you don't have carbon dioxide, you don't have oxygen. We are terraforming. God made us. Humans, animals, plants live in symbiotic relationship. And we help each other. We terraform the planet. We are creating the atmosphere. Methane is key to thickening the atmosphere and having it come closer to the surface of sea level so it doesn't off-gas into space. Mars once had an atmosphere, but it wasn't a big enough planet. It didn't have a big enough gravity. And so the water left the planet, though it's under the surface, most of it. Same thing with the moon. That's been proven with probes. So that's the reality. Separately, we've extended the July 4th mega sale, biggest of the year, because we don't have more products to sell. We don't have more stuff to have specials. We're completely maxed out. All these are great products. A bunch of our best sellers are out. Our best sellers of VasoBeats, Ultra 12, and X2 are still in. They'll be sold out soon. They're still 40% off. Hair and Beard Formula is really a great multivitamin mineral, great for everybody, adults, children, you name it. It's organic, it's high-end, but it's called Beard and Hair Formula, but it really is a multivitamin. It's 75% off right now and selling out fast. But despite that, it's 75% off double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to have the funds in here to operate. Thank God, hopefully, in the next 2 months, a lot of the old products that are such best sellers are going to be back in. And it couldn't come in the nick of time, but we need funds now. Plus, these are great products you already need. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Knockout, Alpha Power, Pollen Block, Vitamin C, D3 Gummies. It's all available, like Living Defense, amazing anti-parasite system, not just for worms, but microbes. It's all 40 to 75% off, double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, click on the support button and make a straight donation or recurring donation. We really need your help. You've invested so much in us. We appreciate you. Now we need help more than ever. People are listening more than ever, but the attacks are bigger than ever. We need your support. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with hour number two and a special guest. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Storable Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items, many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. But you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there, ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people to sign up for auto ship with an additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in. Late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products. High-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water, some ice. Tastes amazing. It does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even if they're high quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with auto ship we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza five weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have COVIDland 3, The Shot, getting into how deadly The Shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. Infowarsstore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy when you're ever on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.